BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Thursday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Just a minute, Chuck. You had a nice time.
It was a walk around a farm, Faith. I wouldn't call that a good time.
I didn't say good. I said nice. And it was nice, seeing cows out in the fields, being out in the British countryside in the fresh air. It makes you feel...
cold?
Alive. Mm. And the farmer's making us all a chili for dinner.
Is he?
The Brookfield Archers were farming royalty when I was a kid. Oh, it isn't turning out so bad, is it?
Faith. We're sleeping in a makeshift dormitory in a freezing barn with people we don't know. As holidays go, I'd say it's turning out fairly disastrously.
Can't you try and reframe it a little? I thought it was quite fun last night. The beds were surprisingly comfortable, and it felt jolly camping with the others, like something out of Mallory Towers.
I don't know what Mallory Towers is, but I know my neck didn't find it fun. I can't turn my head to the right.
You enjoyed playing chess with that archaeologist fellow.
It was a welcome distraction, yes.
Well, good. And hopefully this evening will be another welcome distraction.
This evening?
We're going over to see Eddie and Clary Grundy after dinner, remember?
Do we have to?
Yes.
I've just cleaned that table.
Oh, it's only a flagon of cider.
It's all dusty on the bottom, look.
All right, I'll move it. That better?
I suppose so. I just want the place looking nice for them. Retired lawyers, you said. What are they going to think of us?
They ain't going to think anything. They're nice people.
But even so, I can't help but feel we don't measure up.
Of course we do.
I don't want them looking down their noses at us. Or worse, feeling sorry for us.
They won't.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do, because...
Because what?
I might have given Faith the impression we're doing a bit better than we are.
Eddie.
I told her we ran an antique furniture business.
Eddie.
Alongside our day-to-day work on the farm, of course.
But the turkeys, you mean?
I think Faith might have assumed it was a bit more than that. And, you know, we do have the Texels.
Let me get this straight. You let this Faith believe that we're landowners, farmers, running a successful antique business on the side?
That's about the size of it. Yeah.
Hey, Kate.
Oh, hi, Ellie. How are you?
Pretty great, actually.
Really?
That's good. It's been such an amazing day. David Archer took me and the kids all around the farm on a tractor ride. It was so much fun.
Oh, really?
And then at tea time, we went for a walk with Faith and Chuck, and we watched the sun going down over the hills, and suddenly, out of nowhere, all these birds appeared as if they were putting on a show for us.
Oh, the starlings. Yeah, it's called a murmuration. Stunning, isn't it?
Oh, I've never seen one before. Me and the kids were stood there, literally stopped in our tracks.
So you're enjoying being on the farm then?
I love it. And guess what? Ruth said I can help her with the morning milking tomorrow.
No, sorry. I mean, good for you. I'm a vegan, so it wouldn't be my idea of a good time, especially that early in the morning.
Don't get me wrong. I'm terrified. Have you seen the size of them cows? But also, how exciting. Me milking a cow. This is just what I needed, you know.
A break from reality.
Yeah. What are you still doing here anyway?
Oh, I was just restocking the tea and coffee, checking there are enough pastries and fruit for tomorrow morning. David's going to do a cooked breakfast, but I think it's nice to have another option.
Well, that's really so thoughtful of you.
Oh, no problem. I might just go and check the bathroom supplies while I'm here.
Well, I'm sure they're fine. Honestly, go home, put your feet up.
Oh. Okay.
Kate?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me to mind my own business, but are you all right?
Yeah. Yes, I'm totally fine.
Okay.
Well, maybe not totally fine. I'm supposed to be staying at Jacob's tonight, only I just can't face it. He's too grumpy.
Mm. Would you like a cup of tea? There's a campfire going.
Actually, that would be really nice.
Of course I remember the Larkins.
Ned Larkin wasn't the kind of person you forget. So he was your grandfather? Wow, that's just fantastic.
It's lovely you remember him.
She remembers Joe as well, don't you, Faith?
Of course I do. He was Eddie's father, darling. Another unforgettable Ambridgian.
Ah, I see.
Ambridgian. I like that.
Yeah, me too. Anyone like more cider? Chuck, you will have some, won't you?
Sure, why not?
Good man.
You know, this is pretty good stuff. You thought about starting a microbrewery, selling it?
Yes, I have thought about it, but I wouldn't want to risk messing with the quality. Part of why it's so good is it's small batch, you know.
Totally. And you must be so busy with all your other projects.
Yeah, that too.
Some place you got here must take quite a bit of upkeep.
Well, yes, but our sons and their partners help out.
A real family business.
Eddie was telling me about what happened with your booking. Terrible.
It was a bit of a shock. But it's all worked out quite well in the end. Chuck won't admit it, but the barn is delightful.
It's fine.
When I was a kid, I had a friend at Ambridge Farm, and we'd spend hours in our barn climbing the haystacks and jumping down.
Sounds wild.
When I first got back, it felt like the village had changed so much. But now, I don't know. I feel like its spirit is still the same.
That's really lovely. Isn't it, Eddie?
It is.
So, how long will you stay?
Oh, we have to leave tomorrow because David and Ruth are hosting a wedding in the barn on Saturday.
Oh.
I think we'll head to London, see some sights before we go home.
Oh, that'll be nice.
It's different to our usual Thanksgiving, that's for sure.
Mm. Oh, is it Thanksgiving today, then?
Mm. Yeah. If we were back home, we'd be up to our eyes in yams right about now.
Oh!
I'll get it. Excuse me, folks.
Would anyone like another cheese twist?
Ooh, I won't say no. They're knockout.
He's actually been onto the site and tried to book a holiday in his own house.
Wow.
He's absolutely obsessed. I don't know where he thinks it'll get him.
Well, he'll be about 400 quid out of pocket if he actually goes through with it. Mm.
But I wouldn't put it past him. He's like a dog with a bone. I mean, I get that he's angry, but it's taken over his whole being. If he isn't out chasing leads, he's glued to his phone, reading horror stories of other people who've been scammed.
Mm. But it must be awful, though, to have people turn up to your house expecting to stay.
I know. And my partner does like to be in control. Mm.
So this must have been hard for him, then.
But he's so focused on how awful this is for him that he doesn't seem to care at all about anyone else. And that's not who I thought he was.
Well, the thing is, Kate, you're like this kind of free spirit, and Jakob's...
Oh, very much not a free spirit.
So you might feel okay about a stranger staying in your house, but maybe for him, that makes him feel really panicked?
Yeah, but...
And it sounds like you offered his house to Faith and Chuck without asking him.
Well, yeah, but it felt like the only option.
Well, to you... But maybe not to Jakob. So what are you going to do?
I don't know. I can't face going back there now. And anyway, I've already messaged him to say I'm staying at my dad's. But I can't really face that either. His girlfriend will be there and they'll be all loved up.
Ugh. I hear you. Oh, looks like you'll be having a sleepover in the barn with us waifs and strays then.
I suppose you heard all that, did you?
Well, Eddie, of course they heard. We all did. He was shouting that loud, I think the people in Darrington heard.
You see, in this game, you've got to expect a few unhappy customers. It comes with the territory. Some people don't realise that antiques are, well, old. It ain't like buying new.
Sure.
Oh, come off it, Eddie.
What?
Faith and Chuck aren't daft. They know you're not some big-shot antique dealer.
Clary?
They heard every word that fella shouted. You see, someone's bought a piece of land on the farm and he wants the barn emptied, else he'll charge us to clear it, only it's full to the brim with junk.
It's not all junk. Some of it's good stuff. Like this spokeshave. That's a classic bit of farm kit, that.
So Eddie's been trying to flog the stuff.
Well, it was going well at first. Oh, you think I might have pushed it a bit far with that sale?
It was a load of old junk. Oh.
Well, yeah. I'm sorry I wasn't straight with you, Faith.
And we don't own this farm, neither.
Clary!
Well, we don't. We rent it. We have some turkeys and some Texel sheep. And I work in the dairy over at Bridge Farm. Eddie works at the livestock market and he does a bit of everything.
Oh, blimey neck, Clary, there was no need for that.
What you must think of us.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We're not laughing at you.
I love it. It's so British. Like, what's that show, Faye?
Fawlty Towers.
That guy, he was so angry.
He was wondering.
When you told him to calm down.
I was worried for his health. I could see his veins popping.
And when you said he could have the spokeshave for free.
I thought he was going to hit me with it.
What even is a spokeshave?
No, it's for woodwork, smoothing, shaping chair legs, that kind of thing.
Exactly. It's a genuine antique.
That fella obviously didn't know what he was talking
about. Oh, my. I can't stop laughing.
I'm just glad you can see the funny side.
Oh, we can. This is the Eddie Grundy I remember.
Good job you brought over those spare toothbrushes and bedding.
Yeah, I just didn't realise I'd be using them myself.
Things will feel different after a night in the barn. I'm going to tell David and Ruth they should market it as a retreat. A break from reality. Reconnect with nature.
No, don't. There's already one retreat around here. Spiritual Home doesn't want competition, thank you.
Good point. Fair enough. I'll keep some.
Oh, evening, ladies. Oh. Kate, how nice to see you.
She's stopping for a little sleepover.
Oh, I don't blame you. This place is a real rejuvenator.
Oh, don't you start. Now, how was your evening with Eddie and Clary?
Absolute hoot. Eddie revealed that he'd been a little economical with the truth about his situation, and it was so funny. Chuck and I haven't laughed like that in years. We didn't stop in the taxi all the way home.
Oh, that's great.
It really was. Things have been a little tricky since we retired. Chuck hasn't known what to do with himself, and he's been angry and resentful, and I've been, well, not very supportive. But tonight, when we got back, the campfire was still going, and we talked.
That's good.
I hadn't realised how lost he'd been feeling. Just felt he was trying to stifle me.
Mm, I like Chuck.
You know what? Me too. And I think maybe I lost sight of that for a while. It's crazy to think after all these years, we're still discovering things about each other.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.